The gang is here. Ladies and gentlemen, well, if you're watching this, you know what I'm about to say, but how do I even begin this, man? I got my tag team partner right here with me, Cody Dre. And here joined with us today, he's sitting down with the Black Announce Table. The one, the only, Mr. Raj Geary is in the building with us here today, man. Can we get a round? Can we get a flex bomb for Raj?
We can. Yeah, let's. There we go.
Man, Raj, we appreciate you joining us, man. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Of course, man. So, where do I begin? All right, so I'll start here. I was very, very critical of you. I'm very critical about wrestling journalism, period. Because a lot of the time I feel like how do you know? Where is this coming from? Is this true? And like most of the time, especially like with the Sasha thing that happened last spring, it was a lot of, I feel like, just here's like, we don't know what's going on. And everybody was just kind of jumping out to say things. And your tweet was one of those tweets that stuck out the most because there was like no evidence or like anything behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just kind of like you were the only one to report it. So, and like, we haven't heard like anything around it since until this year, until January, where it was like, oh shit, he was right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to start there because that's kind of when you made the radar for us, at least. We were like, yo, how? I was like, how's this guy reporting something that do we know it's true? Do we know it's not? Like, how do, you know what I'm saying? Like, where do we even begin with this? Like, how?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never post something unless I have a second source on it or you know, something that, and I actually don't post as much stuff as other guys, partly because I'm no longer with Wrestling Inc. in the same capacity as I was before. I sold the site last year, but I'm still with the site. Mm-hmm. And then also because I do always want to get that second source. And if I don't, I just, you know, let the story go, whatever it is. And yeah, with Sasha, I had it. I was surprised it took so long for, no one to really confirm it. I mean, it was months before someone else also had gotten the same information. So, but yeah, I wouldn't post it out there unless it was, something I had vetted. And the same goes for, you know, when I own the site, if someone had a scoop, even if it was from one person, I won't run it. There has to be a second source on it and someone else to, you know, what's happening in my vocabulary, verify the report. And often depending on what the story is, we also want to go to WWE or AEW for comment if it's, yeah, you again, depending on what it is.
Right. No, it's like just with that situation, it just kind of seemed like I felt like nobody else kind of said anything. Like you were probably like the only person to really come out and say, hey, this is what I'm hearing. This is what it is. And then mm-hmm. there was like no confirmation for months after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I don't know if people kind of left you out to, you know what I'm saying? Like, just let you have that. Or what, but I don't know. To me, it kind of felt like it, or at least it looked like you kind of just jumped out there and, you know what I'm saying, and said something. And that made me look at a lot of like journalists, like, man, like, is it true? Are they baiting? Because a lot of people do bait, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I was coming from.
Yeah, I mean, and there are some guys, there's a ton of people now that post news on Twitter that's probably not accurate, that's probably not real. Mm-hmm. And then you got, you know, look, if I post something, it's you know, it's going to be accurate. You got your Sean Ross Sapp out there. He's you know, he's been very reputable. Mike Johnson, obviously, with PW Insider. So you know, so you got guys out there that once you've been reading the stuff for a long time, who you know is definitely reliable.
Yeah, you know who's credible, you know who's not.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You've like with the whole thing that went down, you mentioned like these sources, like you have your sources and everything like that. with a story like that, with that big news, you know, this is like going to be some of the most talked about news we're going to talk about in our wrestling community and all of this stuff. Like these sources, you said you have, it's a, like a proper protocol you go by. You have to have two sources to confirm this news before you put it out.
Right. And so it's funny with the Sasha stuff. That night I was at the Stanley Cup Finals. It was game one. And so I'm getting all this stuff. And then it's like, okay, I got to, this is too big of a story to ignore. So I'm at the game, you know, contacting people over and over, you know, getting a second source on it. I'm contacting WWE, you know, a bunch of people in WWE, executive, you know, higher ups, and their PR people, just everyone. And no one was saying anything or, you know, very quiet about it. But I finally did get, you know, a second, second confirmation, was able to go with it. And it was, you know, it was dead on. So.
Yes, it was.
It was. And I'm not going to lie. I gave you hell for like a good, like 6 months. Cause like every time somebody was like, hey, Siraj got something, I was like, man, it's cat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It can't be true. It ain't real. I was basically doing that. Like, yo, I'm not believing nothing until it's confirmed, or until like AEW or WWE says, yo, this is what it is. Because it was just like, even with like the Vince McMahon thing, you know what I'm saying? Like a couple months ago, like, it's like, oh, I'm hearing rumblings down the pipeline. And it was just guys like coming out and trying to, you know what I'm saying? It was, you got the real and you got the fake, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people trying to come out with trying to be the first one to break something, and but they don't have anything, and they're trying to get the people hyped. And that's kind of the side of things that I don't like, where it's like, come on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't pump fake and make it seem like you have something that you don't, you know what I'm saying, to rile the people up, because then everybody gets upset, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But you know what I'm saying? You saying, you know, I double check, I got the sources. And that's something I do say a lot on the show, is cite your sources. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just come out here and say just anything just for the clicks or for anything. You know what I'm saying? You got to come out here and be reputable. So, and another thing we also said in the show, because people were like, oh, Roger's right, Eve. Roger's right. Are you going to give Roger's credit? And I was like, man, look, if I'm going to give Rogers credit, he has to come on the show and I will give him his credit face to face like a man. So here I am saying, Raj, I give you your credit, brother. You did your thing. Yeah. I was wrong. You was right.
Y'all got it. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And trust me, there were you weren't the only one to give me flack. So I'm used to it.
Nah, it's between that. And another thing that this right here kind of sold me on you, I was like, yeah, this guy's, he's 100% a good guy, was this tweet right here, man. Not going to lie. This right here, classic tweet. Hang this up. Somebody called you a WWE dick rider. AEW lives rent-free in your head. And you replied, dude, it's not that serious. Go outside, touch some grass, have a Coke and a smile, and shut the fuck up. That right there, man. I seen that and I was like, you know what? This guy, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I do try to avoid replying to stuff like that, but sometimes you can't help it, you know?
Oh, man, trust me. I know. In the beginning stages of this pod, I was one to reply to everything, good and bad. So, you know what I'm saying? I've learned to, you know, tone it down. I'll let the bad things fly. Who cares? But
You get people out there that they want you to reply. You know, it gives their tweet that much more visibility and interest. And so they're just, you know, they're just goading you, wanting, you know, just to be a troll. So that's why it's better to just like kind of have that restraint and just let it go most of the times. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Definitely.
No, so, definitely. Like I want to kind of stay on this type of lane right here. You was, like, how do you feel about the tribalism nowadays, what's going on in wrestling right now?
No, I think it's always been there. I think if you had Twitter during the Monday Night Wars, it would have been even more crazy, especially because you'd have guys, you know, Eric Bischoff egging it on, and, you know. So it's always been there. I don't know how long you guys have been fans for, but, like, in the late 90s, you were just starting to get, you know, the internet and, you know, the wrestling IWC in its infamy, infancy. and you had this this group called RSPW, and that was kind of the same thing, that like the early form of Reddit, where people are just, you know, going nuts over the other group, you know, whether it's WCW, WWF, ECW. As far as what's going on now, it's just the thing that's annoying is there's people won't listen to the other side at all. You know, like if I'm critical over, something on WWE, it's just instant. You only like AEW. You're partial to AEW. And the other way around too. Both ways. I get it both ways because I'll praise both sides. I'll be critical, it's just nuts. And especially because Twitter, you can have so many unverified people out there. People, anyone can make a Twitter account or 10 Twitter accounts, and there's no putting your face to your account. So it's annoying, but it's there for everything. You know, it's not just wrestling.
True, definitely. I kind of want to ask you just about, besides like the tribalism, I guess the space, you know, wrestling journalism is in right now. Like, how do you feel about just the current space of wrestling journalism? You brought up the SRSs, you know what I'm saying, of the world. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have guys that aren't, you know, as credible. How do you feel about the guys that aren't as, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say aren't as credible, but like I said, you got the real, you got the fake. So how do you feel about the guys that are out there baiting and fishing to kind of give, you know, get themselves up, but, you know, in turn, they kind of make everybody else look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to take, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. You just got to take it, all of the stuff with a grain of salt, unless, you know, again, I have a handful of people that I believe. Dave Meltzer is another one when he says, if he'll say flat out, this is true. And I know, you know, a lot of people will hate on Dave, but he's been around forever. There's some others out there as well, but you just got to take everything else with a grain of salt. I made a mistake. There was that night where there was that rumor that Saudi Arabia had bought, you know, the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund had bought WWE. I didn't report that, but I did reply to the reports out there when I probably shouldn't have even replied and given that the time of day, because it the guys reporting that had broken other stories in the past, but nothing of that magnitude. So I should have just waited, but it's always best to know who's consistently right, follow that, and take everything else with a grain of salt.
Definitely. I kind of want to pivot into something fun, man. Enough about the journalism. Let's talk about wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Recently, we've seen a debacle. Well, actually, we'll talk about the most recent thing. MJF threw a drink in a kid's face, man. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. How do you feel about just wrestling right now, man? We got the current landscape of wrestling. Things are bubbling. We're on the road to WrestleMania. That's shaping up to be, a lot of people are saying, an all-time mania. The card looks really great. And this past weekend, we just had, you know, Revolution. What are you feeling? What are you not feeling? Talk to you. I want to learn more about Raj, man. Get more into you. Pause.
Yeah, so the thing with MJF, you know, when they did that, I thought, I assumed it was a stunt. I thought the kid was a plant, and I thought it was hilarious. And then when I found out the kid wasn't a plant, I was like, that's messed up, because whether it's tequila or water, and it turned out to be tequila, these kids are in their, you know, formative years. So, you know, you can't just be like, I know a lot of people out there like, oh, well, the kid ended up going backstage and he probably had the time of his life. It's like, you don't know that. All kids are different. Mm-hmm. You don't know how his friends are going to be with him when he's back in school. Are they going to be like, hey, that was cool, you were on TV? Or are they going to be making fun of him? That kind of stuff should not happen with children. Unless, again, they're a plant, they're in on it. So yeah, I thought that was really messed up. I think MJF is one of the best heels we have in the business right now. I think he's great. Him and Roman Reigns are, you know, two of the guys that when they're on, them and Brock, when they're on, I'm watching. But he crossed the line there, and I think he knows it. And Tony Khan clearly did. And you know, that could be a lawsuit. So those are the kind of things you want to just really avoid. And so yeah, I thought it was a dumb move.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people talking about, you know, like, this is great heel work and this, that, and the third. And it's like, yeah, but there's also a line you kind of don't cross. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a heel, it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? You get in a fan's face, you rip a sign, that's cool. You take a foam finger, throw it away, that's cool. But you know what I'm saying? To grab alcohol and, you know, dash it in the kid's face, it's like, all right, come on, bro. I feel like a lot of people... I don't know, man. I feel like people get caught up in MJF and like they just they don't like see that it's like, bro, like everything to them is like, oh, he's a great heel. And it's like, bro, come on, let's separate this from that. What he did was wrong, not heel work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, and look, if someone like Logan Paul did that, right? Like that would have been everywhere. But AEW is a little more under the radar, so it was all over social media. But as far as like news sources picking up on it, that didn't really happen. You know, as far as like any major news. But if Logan Paul did something like that, it would have been a different story. So
absolutely.
So yeah, it's best to and just don't mess with kids. And yeah, like you said, tearing up a sign is one thing. You know, if MJF threw a drink at me, I'd be pissed, but. Whatever, but if he threw a drink on my daughter, I mean, my first instinct would be to, you know, throw a punch.
It would have definitely been a triple threat match in the main event.
Sure. Yeah, he's lucky there wasn't like some, you know, somebody there that would have swung and knocked him out. I mean, it's very possible. So
yes.
You also had a another tweet that I felt we got to put that in the pantheon of Raj tweets. You said, I think this past Saturday, not Saturday, Friday, after SmackDown, you said Brock is looking like the smartest man ever. Can you explain what you said, man?
I think Lashley deserves a lot better than what he's doing right now in this feud. I think this match should have been Brock and Lashley at Mania, but you know, gosh, the Bray Wyatt stuff, it's just not for me. I just, the storytelling has been terrible. I think one week they're, you know, Bray saying he is Uncle Howdy. The next week, you know, Uncle Howdy's giving him a Sister Abigail. The next week they're getting Alexa Bliss. The next, you know, it's just been all over the place.
Yeah.
Nothing consistent. I just think it's the worst thing that WWE has going right now. Because they're doing a lot of things right, like more things right now than I can recall in a long time. Like most of the top stories are hitting the way they should. The lower level stories are hitting the way they should. But the Bray stuff, I mean, Brock got out of that and. You know, to see him, Brock has a different aura about him. He's got like that Mike Tyson, no nonsense. He's not going to do cutesy stuff. And just picture him standing there while that Muscle Man dance video is going with, you know, Brock's picture in it. It would have just hurt his aura a little bit, I think. So
definitely. I definitely said the same exact thing, like turning down that Bray feud. I'm like, Brock, smart man. Another thing that came up, you mentioned Brock again. I wanted to know, like, who are some of your favorite wrestlers, like, currently and, like, all time? Because I have another question I want to follow that up
with. I mean, currently I like MJF. I like Roman Reigns. I liked CM Punk when he was there. Those are and Brock. Those are kind of the guys that, when they're on, I'm watching, you know. Like, I'm paying full attention. So for the current guys on who I really enjoy watching, that it would be them. Mostly, you know, again, characters, mic work, all that stuff I find so important. And those are the characters that kind of draw me in. All time, I've always said Macho Man Randy Savage, favorite of all time. The Rock is up there, Stone Cold. So kind of, you know, kind of typical stuff, but and Roddy Piper. But yeah, those would be the guys.
Like, Because I asked that because you being obviously a fan of this stuff and you have to go and cite these sources for these rumors and everything was going around. Is it hard to like, you know, like this is one of my favorites. Like, I don't want to put that stuff out there. Like, is it hard for you to do that?
Not with the current talent. I separate that. I usually don't answer that question when people ask on who my favorites are. And again, it's not so much my favorites as who I watch when they're on. I've been able to separate it. It's different when it's guys from my childhood. I remember that was a little different just because I'd be a little more awestruck and stuff. Like if I'm talking to Hulk Hogan or, you know, Ric Flair or Bruno Sammartino. But with the current guys, I'm able to separate it.
Okay, man, I do want to pivot again. I know I'm pivoted a lot, but it's what I do. How'd you start Wrestling Inc.? Like, how'd that come about?
So it started,
Turn it up.
Yeah, it started just as a hobby. I was at an engineering school here in Colorado, and I hated what I was doing. I was a senior. I hated chemical engineering. I needed to get out of it, and the web was just starting to take off. So I was like, one weekend, my now wife, then girlfriend, she was out of town. I'm like, instead of going out and partying, I'm going to stay in, learn how to make a website. They had this site called GeoCities, which gave out free websites back then. So I signed up and I got hooked on it. And I needed a topic and I was a big wrestling fan. So just chose wrestling, started writing about it. The next day I got like 8 hits and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I was 8 people just read my stuff. That's insane. And I just got hooked and started contacting wrestlers for interviews. And the first interview I did was Spike Dudley. And then it just kind of grew and grew from there, but I never meant for it to be a full-time thing. It was always something to create to help me get a job in web development. And it just snowballed from there.
Damn, wow. That's why, isn't it ill with like the things you kind of just create off of whim? It's like, man, I want to do this. You make it, and then it turns up like it ends up being popping.
Yeah,
that's kind of like this show. It's like, let's do a wrestling podcast 6 years later. It's like, yo, we here.
Nice. Yeah, really? Absolutely. Yeah, the stuff you do that you love just out of love and having it pay you back. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, that's a blessing. Who's your biggest interview to date?
Gosh, Steve Austin, I guess. Because we got Hogan, Steve Austin, Ric Flair, Bruno Sammartino, Harley Race, like just legends and legends of the business. So it's tough to say, but between Austin and Hogan, I wish The Rock. We never got The Rock on the site. I've asked him questions during press stuff, but never one on one. But I would have loved to have.
Wow,
Austin, that's not even a feather in the cap. That's like that. You just named my holy grail guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we've done a couple with Austin. I actually was there for. He was doing Broken Skull Ranch, and I actually went to the ranch with a couple other journalists. We got to ride in his Humvee, and I was in the front, and it was a pretty wild experience. So it was pretty cool.
That is crazy. That's something like that is like, I don't know, for me at least, it's like if I got to like chill with Steve Austin, I'm like, damn, bro, like I'm chilling with Steve. Like I looked up to this guy as a kid. I'm over here riding in his tank. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm about to go hunt.
Right. Well, I think what's cool with Austin is he never tries to give that how big of a star he actually is. He never tries to, you know, have that aura about him. He's just a cool dude.
Yeah. Recently, it looks like he's just been trying to, like, I don't want to say remain under the radar, but he's been doing, like, normal guy stuff. Like, I saw a video of him working at, like, Wendy's,
you know what I'm saying? I saw that. Yeah,
like him playing with his cat, and it's like, bro, you're Steve Austin, dog. Like, you're one of the greatest wrestlers of all, one of the most popular people, figures of all time, and you're over here playing with a cat. It's like, yo, who would have guessed this?
He can do whatever he wants. He's something else. And you know, I if I had to bet, I'd bet he's doing something at Mania, not a match, but maybe a segment with someone like an LA Knight or something like that.
Damn. Nice. Is that a Raj Giri exclusive?
No. This is just, I'm just guessing. I have not heard anything either way on that.
Good job clearing that one up. You know. Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
So, what are you up to now? Because before, you know, I know you mentioned that you're not as much, you're not working with Wrestling Inc. as much as you used to. What are you doing these days? What are you up to?
So I'm still helping them out, still on the site. I don't do as much of the editorial stuff, so I'm not on the writing, managing the writers, anything like that like I used to. But I'm still helping them out behind the scenes, you know, strategy, when an event's coming up, like how it should be handled, how many people should go, you know, contacting WWE, like if we're going to WrestleMania, contacting WWE about, you know, getting us the media credentials, things like that, or contacting AEW. And then just also critiquing stuff. Since I'm not involved on the content end, if I see stuff that maybe shouldn't be on the site or that I wouldn't have had on the site, I'll let them know. But yeah, they've been great. And the site's faster than ever. They're just killing it.
That's dope. This kind of just came to me. I guess the wrestling content space is full right now. It's a huge pool of, you know, podcasts, from wrestlers to, you know, everybody has a podcast. Everybody kind of is doing their journalism thing, their content creation thing. Like, what else can be done in the wrestling space, do you think, that hasn't been done before? Or do you think there's a need for this thing?
You know, I think, the thing I've really been loving lately is all the documentaries that they're doing. I think the Dark Side of the Ring, the WWE ones, Rivals, and those. There might be some inaccuracies in those here and there, but ultimately I find them just really interesting. And like capturing, you know, they'd had one on the NWO a couple of weeks ago, and it just kind of puts you back in that era and that time frame. And so I think that's been one of my favorite things right now. Obviously the podcasts are great. I just think you're just seeing wrestling on basically every form of media. And it's, since wrestling is weekly, I mean, it's on every week, it's constantly fresh content coming out. So if you're a wrestling fan, you're never going to run out of things to check out.
Think about like pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Pandemic, there wasn't really anything besides wrestling, the MJ documentary. And I think like there was like baseball going on in like Korea, I think, for a little bit. But like, you turned on ESPN and they were talking about like, well, what do we do when things go back? It's like, come on, like, what am I watching? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember if you watched First Take during pandemic, but it was bad. You know what I'm saying? But wrestling kind of held us.
I kind of block out all the stuff from the pandemic, like the baseball games with the cardboard cutouts and all that kind of stuff. It's just like such a weird time that I try to block it out of my memory.
Thunderdome, all of that.
Especially before Thunderdome, those shows were so bad, especially when they had no fans at first, and it was tough to watch.
WrestleMania 36 in the PC.
I have not rewatched a single match from that WrestleMania except for the two cinematic matches, the Firefly Funhouse and the Boneyard match. Those are the only two I've rewatched.
Same. It was tough. My last question is a question that we kind of ask to everybody, man. Like, what I like to ask people, what do they do when it's time to relax? When you turn the wrestling off at 11 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? You strike me as one of those people where wrestling doesn't consume your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, 11 p.m., Raw's done, I'm going to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not up thinking about, you know, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do when it's time to relax, when it's time to kick it? The day is over. What is Raj doing to chill, to unwind, to relieve the stress of the day?
Yeah, I mean, basically Monday and Wednesday nights are my weekday nights where they're wrestling nights, you know. And I'll be on Twitter. I'm watching Raw. I'm watching Dynamite. SmackDown, I usually catch up on during the weekend. And so Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, you know, I cook. I try to hang out with my kids. We try to go out to dinner one night a week. And then me and my wife, we have a bunch of shows we watch, you know, or, you know, that we have been watching that we've either finished or, you know, we're in the middle of. We're watching Billions right now, but had the White Lotus. Gosh, there were some, I'm trying to think of some other ones, that one on Peacock, Poker Face. So yeah, there's a, just chill, watch a movie, maybe have some wine and do nothing. So just try to not think about wrestling.
I like it.
Me too. That sounds amazing. The older I get, the more I realize doing nothing is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And when summer comes along, we usually go play some golf or something during the week.
Nice.
That's far. Are you a big golf guy?
I like going, but I'm not good at it. but it's relaxing. It's fun. But yeah,
I love golf, man. I got to get back on the green, man. I really have to.
Yeah. I, with golf, I always have like those two holes where I get stuck in the sand or something that just kills my score. But outside of that, it's frustrating as hell, but it's so much fun.
Man. Hey, Cody, you got any more? Anything else you want to ask?
I have one more. Just one more. WrestleMania 39, Hollywood. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. Does Cody Rhodes walk away with the championship?
I think he does. I think I don't think it's the last time Roman holds that title this year, but I do think it's time to get another big, big star. And I think Cody right now is that guy. Now, if he loses steam by then I think you pivot and go with Roman winning. But I think right now, yeah, I think Cody should win.
You don't think they probably don't want to hold off on it? Roman is that close to 1,000 days as champ. Does that play a factor in it and maybe sway the make Roman retain?
I mean, you can. I think just for that record, it's not worth it because I think you want to anoint a new top star. That's the place to do it. The biggest show you've had in a long time. I mean, this event, WrestleMania, is going to be huge. The number of tickets they've sold over the two nights is just insane. And I think the card is just super solid right now. So yeah, I think it's the time to do it.
You think this has potential to be an all-time Mania like everybody's saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. About to witness greatness, y'all. I can't wait.
Yeah, I still wish they would have been The Rock and Roman. That still, to me, is the one larger than life, bigger than anything match. But it is also kind of nice that they're relying on just their current talent outside of John Cena. And so it's one of the few times you've seen it, and it's a huge success so far, at least just business wise.
Definitely, I definitely agree, man. Hey. Y'all heard it here, man. Raj Geary has officially joined the Black Announce Table. We thank you for making time for us, man, sitting with us, talking with us. We appreciate you. Like I said before, we had to. If I'm going to say sorry and if I'm going to apologize, I'm going to do it face-to-face to your face. Hey, man, I had you wrong. You're a great guy. What can I say, man?
Well, thank you. And thank you, guys. This was really fun. I had a blast. So thanks for having me on.
Of course. You want to plug anything before we get out of here?
Keep checking out WrestlingInc.com. You could follow me on Twitter at TheRajGeary. And this is going to be a fun time these next few weeks. It's going to be a fun time to be a wrestling fan.
Definitely. Hey, man, y'all heard it here first. Raj Geary, Black Announce Table, another good one in the books. We're up out of here, man.